Thank you very much.
If I were free, what I would do, I'd run and lock myself away with you and turn a ring into a key. Oh, I know that's what I would do if I were free. If I was strong, I would be so mild. I would be strong enough to love you like a child. I would turn a cry into a song. Oh, I know that's what I would do if I was strong. If I were wise, then I would see what makes you love a foolish man like me. I'd stand by you just like a tree. Oh, I know that's what I would do. I would chain myself to you. I would never leave this room if I were free. A line of birds across the sun. Darling, it's my fate to follow on the run. But girl, this running's not for me. I would never run again if I were free. And here's just what I would do. I would chain myself to you. I would never leave this room if I were free.
Jesse Winchester on KVMR and If I Were Free. This is Community Radio KVMR FM, Nevada City, and I'm going to play a little bit more now from an excerpt from a 1972 promotional-only radio interview with Jesse Winchester.
Well, the family is a good place to retreat to. To rebuild your energies. You know, maybe it is that center point, the family, for a man, I don't know. My music has become much more, since I've been married and had a child, my music has become simpler and more relaxed. Well, you know, you realize this is my own self-analysis, and I don't know how much it's worth. But I think it's refining itself to maybe one chord. You know, you know what I mean? Just down to very two or three chords and...
Very basic.
Very basic, yeah.
Actually, a child, I think, would do that more than anything else. Just being with young, especially a baby, that they're so innocent.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be teaching them, but they're teaching you, you know.
Baby, do lie, lay, my child. One and one made you. So right away we make you cry. To show you who is who. Oh, little child of love, I won't get in your way. Let me look out from above over you, baby, do lie lay. I am a father now. I can't get out of that. And you are my child now. You can't get out of that. No, little child of love, I won't get in your way. Let me look out from above over you, baby, doo-la-lay. Over you, lovely doo-la-lay. Over you, lovely doo-la-lay.
What are some of the things, I mean, in relationship to the, to a child that's doesn't have ego or is very early in the early stages of developing ego? How are you working with that process?
Well, he's got an ego. I mean, he may not know it yet or know what to call it yet, but he's definitely, he has to have one just to get fed, you know? I mean, he can...
Yeah, very basic survival.
Yeah, he can really... When he wants something, he just screams, you know? He's not subtle about anything. And, you know, that's honesty. And,
it's also innocence.
And innocence.
See, because when he's hungry, he doesn't kind of say, gee, maybe it's time to eat.
Right.
He screams at you and
right.
says, let me eat.
Yeah, right. Right. No doubts, yeah.
Or when he wants to show affection, he doesn't, he doesn't hide it or in any way manipulate it.
Right.
It's just a very pure thing.
And if he were to sing a song, like, it would just be, I'm hungry, or, you know, I'm, you know, just no poetic, you know, subtleties or references to Ulysses or anything, you know, just a real true song about his real true feelings.
Yeah, totally gut.
Yeah.
It takes a young girl to make an old man smile. It takes a young girl to make an old man fly. Why should it take a young girl to move this old heart of mine? It would take an old man too long to explain how a young girl plays an old, old game. But that's just how it is. First she's yours and then she's his. And that's always, always the same. Because you see, that's just
KVMR FM, Nevada City.
Forgive me if I seem a little distant. It's true, I was a million miles away, calling on a world that's far behind me, and still it feels like it was yesterday. Yesterday and just around the corner. Oh, I was playing cowboys in the sun. I had a little dog that really loved me. There's times I feel like she is the only one. Oh, no, darling, you know I'm just I know your love for me is true. Humor me, oh, I would pay no mind if I were you. I remember loving Susan Parker. That's not the kind of thing that you forget. It's funny, you know, sometimes I imagine I'm kind of sweet on Susan Parker, yeah. Oh, no, darling, you know I'm just fooling. You know the only one I love is you. Playing cowboys in the sun. I had a little dog that really loved me. And it's times I feel like she is the only one. Oh, no, darling, you know I'm just fooling. You know I know your love.
Jesse Winchester on KVMR FM, Nevada City. That was the title track to his 1988 album, Humor Me. This is KVMR that you're listening to here on a Saturday evening, May 19th. We want to take a moment and say a thank you to Anything Green Hydroponics, a locally owned indoor and outdoor garden supply, providing organics, lighting systems, nutrients, and more at 17551 Penn Valley Drive. Information on their monthly gardening classes is at anythinggreenhydroponics.com or 432-GREEN. That's 432-4733. And this is Diamonds and Rust, and we're featuring Jesse Winchester this evening. And Jesse is on the phone with us, so let me put him on here. Hi, Jesse, are you there?
I'm here, Laura.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for calling.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well, and you're calling from your home in, where are you right now?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. And how's the weather over there right now?
I had a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
It's been beautiful here, and I know you've been to this area, so you know where Nevada City is. You've performed here, and you performed in Lotus recently at the, a couple of years ago at the American River Music Festival.
That's right, yeah. And yeah, I love beautiful area.
Yeah, well, we really love your music here, and had a lot of people calling in tonight and saying they enjoyed the music. And
nice.
I've been a fan of yours for years, and I think I started listening to you in the 70s, and I've seen you in concert 3 times, and you're just a wonderful performer and a great songwriter.
Well, thank you, Don. Bless your heart.
Well, I wanted to just ask you about a few things here. Your health, see how you're doing, and because I know you had a problem last year. You were diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus, and from what I understand, you're doing much better now.
Yes, I feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, you know, no fun, but here I am.
But you got through it, and your wife Cindy said that you're doing great. You're thin, and but you're happy and busy. That's what she said.
That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah? Does that sum it up pretty well?
Yeah, it does. I leave it to Cindy to get it right.
There you go. Yeah, but probably staying busy is good for you. Good therapy, working on your music. And I know you have that song, I Turn to My Guitar, and I'm sure you've been turning to your guitar quite a bit lately.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been the one constant in my life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me if you plan on coming out this way anytime? I know you have some concert dates lined up closer to where you are there. But
Yeah, I believe, Laura, in the fall. But I shouldn't say too much because, you know, nothing's firm yet.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm going out to the West Coast in the fall.
Oh, good. We'll keep track of that and check your website. That's jessewinchester.com and find out all the updates with your touring information.
Yeah, great.
And I also noticed that you have another website that was created by one of your fans. It's a fan site called therumbaman.com.
Yeah, Steve Alexander is the man's name. And yeah, he's very kind and hard working. It takes a lot of work to do that kind of thing. So
yeah, all the lyrics and the information. What I found interesting was all the different performers who have recorded your songs, and it's pretty amazing. But
yeah.
I sent an email to the webmaster of that site today, Steve, and I just wanted to let him know that I was doing this program, and what he told me about you was that you're a wonderful man, a superb songwriter, wonderful voice, great wit. So that's coming from Steve.
Well, very kind.
He's obviously a fan. And I understand you're working on a new album.
Yes, I think I've got about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 more songs I want to write. I like to have enough to be able to throw, you know, 2 or 3 away if they don't really happen to work out. So I hope maybe by this summer or certainly by the fall to make another record.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I sure enjoyed your last album.
Well, thank you, darling.
And you were kind enough to send us an autographed copy of that. We'll be giving that away a little bit later here at the Love Filling Station.
Nice.
It's a really good album. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your history. You, your first album came out in 1970, and it was produced by Robbie Robertson of the band. And Robbie also played guitar on there, and Levon Helm performed on the record. And I was just curious if you could tell me how you met Robbie Robertson and how all that came to be.
I met Robbie through a friend of a friend. His name is Gordon Shepherd, and he was a movie maker who lived in Montreal. And he knew both of us. I guess he had used to live in Toronto, where Robbie and you know, Robbie and them were based in Toronto. So anyway, he got us together in the basement of a church in Ottawa. I was making a demo tape with another friend, and Gordon brought Robbie down to the basement, and he listened to some tunes and took him back to Albert Grossman, who was managing them at the time. And that was pretty much the beginning of my recording career. And we made that record in the winter of, I guess, 1969 in Toronto at Yorkville Sound. Yeah. And Levon didn't play drums on it. He played, and I don't think he played on that many tracks. Most of the drums were played by Dave Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
But Levon played a mandolin. He played the mandolin on Yankee Lady, as I recall.
Huh.
maybe some other stuff too. But yeah, he, I mean, I know you know that Levon just died. I mean, it's just too sad. He was the sweetest man, just the most generous, tender heart. Yeah.
Yeah, and you performed with him also in New York, I guess, at one of his shows that he put on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Midnight Ramble.
Yeah, I guess that was quite an event. He did different shows with different artists appearing as guests. And
yeah, you know, that's the. I mean, he really got it figured out. You know, instead of, you know, checking into 1,000 motels, just have the audience come to you.
Yeah, that's
a
great idea. Yeah,
it is a great idea. So, and he put, you know, but the problem is that you have to be someone with the stature of Levon Helm to really pull it off, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. He did it in his house, and he had this big room right in the center of the house, sort of a big open space where the ceiling went up two stories and that kind of thing, and it was packed to the rafters, Laura.
Hmm.
It was, yeah. It was exciting.
Did they record that at all, or make any...
I bet they did.
Yeah.
You know, I bet they did. I'm sure they did. They had every piece of gear you could imagine.
Huh.
You know, a huge band. I mean, it was like a, including the background singers, it must have been 15 people. And I mean, you know, like I say, it was his house, so it was big, but it wasn't that big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was elbow to elbow in there.
Huh. And I'm speaking with Jesse Winchester, singer-songwriter, and he's on the phone. And I had another question for you. You just mentioned Albert Grossman, and he was Bob Dylan's manager. Of course, people know that. And on the homepage of the fan site that you have, therumbaman.com, there's a quote there from Bob Dylan, and it says, "Have you talked to Jesse Winchester? You can't talk about the best songwriters and not include him." And that's definitely, coming from Bob Dylan, that's a great compliment.
It definitely is. That's the man.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites for sure. And can you tell me who some of your favorite songwriters are?
I go back a ways, really. Of course, I love the greats. I love Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael and people like that very much are from that era. And then Hank Williams, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Cooke. I love, you know, the first person who made me aware that there were even songwriters was, I'll describe how it happened. I was looking at a record, an Elvis Presley record that I bought when I was young, and there, either right above or right below Elvis Presley's name, was the name Otis Blackwell.
I've heard that name.
I said, "Who the heck is Otis Blackwell?"
Mm-hmm.
And why is his name on there almost as big as Elvis's? Well, I discovered that Otis Blackwell wrote the song. You know, it must have been Don't Be Cruel or one of his. And you know, to this day, I have no idea what Otis Blackwell looked like. I mean, if he walked in the door, I wouldn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that. You know, here's Elvis getting all this adulation, but the guy who actually wrote Don't Be Cruel to a Heart That's True, you know, is a mystery. No one knows what he looks like or sounds like. That intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I loved Otis Blackwell's writing and Felice and Bootle Bryant and all the great... writers, especially, I suppose, the country writers and gospel writers. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, so many people have recorded your songs. Do you have one particular song that's your favorite cover?
Well, the most recent one that I loved was a cover of the song of mine called A Showman's Life. It was done by George Strait.
Huh.
He just sang the heck out of it.
Yeah, I have a version I'm going to play in just a little bit by Buddy Miller of that one.
Yeah, Buddy did a beautiful job of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta say, those are fresh in my mind. So.
And the Lyle Lovett one is really nice. That just came out, isn't that so?
Yeah, isn't I'll that amazing? Yeah.
I'll be playing that one, too.
Ah, fantastic.
You know, one of my favorite songs of yours I just played a little while ago is You Remember Me, and I guess that's been recorded by quite a few people. And when I looked at the website, I realized Jennifer Warnes recorded that song, and I'm going to have to find that because I really love Jennifer Warnes, and I've never heard her sing that song, so I'll have to track that down.
Yeah, I saw Jennifer just put out a record herself a little while ago, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had another question for you. When I was looking at your website, there was a record there, a CD that I have never seen before called Rough Ideas. Can you tell me a little bit about that album? Was that like demo recordings or something like that?
Exactly, uh-huh. Yeah. I get sort of involved in making demos and because I like to work out the, especially the bass part and the drum part, pretty carefully beforehand. And I wind up with these sort of elaborate demos. By elaborate, I mean more than just voice and guitar. And I kind of liked them, and I just made an album out of them so that I could sell it on the internet. And that was basically the whole idea. I never really did anything other than that with mm-hmm. it.
I'll have to check that out. And again, your website is jessewinchester.com. And the fan website is therumbaman.com, Jesse Winchester. And one more question I want to ask you is, you know, I heard that Woody Allen doesn't like to watch his films after he makes them, and I understand that you don't like to listen to your own records after they've been recorded, and I was just curious why that is.
I just can't stand it. I hear all the mistakes and the... I just can't live with it. I have to leave the room.
Are you just too self-critical?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's definitely it. It makes and self-conscious. It I don't know what it does, but it just makes me seize up. I can't.
Well, I think you're the only one who feels that way because everybody else loves your records.
Oh, bless your loving heart. Thank you, darling.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You and, too. Thank you for this honor. I appreciate it. Wish everyone on the West Coast a good evening.
Yeah, and I want to wish you a happy belated birthday. Hope you had a good chance to celebrate that on Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lovely dinner out with my beautiful wife.
Oh, great. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
And speaking of your website, The Rumba Man, that's what we're going to listen to now. So, Jesse, cover your ears so you don't have to hear it. And we'll check out your website and hope to see you sometime on the West Coast.
Me too, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks so much for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Jesse Winchester on KVMR, The Rumba Man.
I'm the same old guy that I used to be. I haven't changed at all. I got the same old walk and the same old talk that would run you up the wall. I got the same old face, the same old smile, the same old baby blues. And I'm still doing the rumba, baby, so I'm still the man for you. Yeah, I'm still doing the rumba, baby. I can't seem to quit. If my mama catches us doing the rumba, well, mama would just pitch a fit. But I can't help myself. It's much bigger than me. If I were you, I'd hang on. A rumba man like me. Lots of guys on the floor tonight with a lot slicker steps than me. The Boogaloo and the funky Broadway are such a pretty sight to see. My step might be old fashioned, but it's just fine with me. And I got a couple other rumba steps that I think you'd like to see. Darling, I'm still doing the rumba, baby. I can't seem to quit. My mama catches us doing the rubber. Well, mama would just pitch a fit. But I can't help myself. It's much bigger than me. If I were you, I'd hang on to a rumba man like me. Mm-hmm.
haven't changed at all. I got the same old walk, the same old talk, it would run you up the wall. I got the same old face, the same old smile, the same old baby blue. And I'm still doing the rumble, baby, so I'm still a man for you. Yeah. I'm still doing the rumble, baby, I can't seem to quit. If my mama catches us doing the rumble, well, mama, we're just a bitch a bit. But I can't help myself, it's much bigger than me. If I were you, I'd hang on to a rumble man like me.
Jesse Winchester on KVMR, The Rumba Man, from his album Nothing But a Breeze. While so many different artists have recorded Jesse's songs, I thought I'd put together a set of some of my favorite cover versions of different artists recording Jesse Winchester songs, starting things off here with something very new from Lyle Lovett, and it's from his new album Release Me. I think it just came out in February, and this is Isn't That So?
Isn't that so? my friend, if you want the thing to grow.
Isn't that so? Isn't that so? To go where your heart says go. Isn't that so? Isn't that so? Isn't that so? Isn't that so?
Is a smoky bar in the fevered chase of a tiny star. It's a hotel room and a lonely wife. From what I've seen of a showman's life, nobody told me about this part. They told me all about the pretty girls and the wine and the money and the good times. No mention of all the wear and tear on an old honky-tonker's heart. Well, I might have known it, but nobody told me about this part. A boy will dream, as children do, of a great wide way, till the dream comes true. Smile in a colored light is all it is. To a showman's life, nobody told me about this part. Pretty girls and the wine and the money and the good times. No mention of all the wear and tear on an old honky tonker's heart. Well, told me about this part.
Trusting kind, this don't even cross your mind. And oh, it's a funny thing, but that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what makes the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and
that's what makes us sing.
Passionate violins play a tune.